WSBQ 996 standing by.
QXQ 659.
WSBQ 996 monitoring.
Anybody happen to know why 94 is a parking lot at 16 Mile?
City Light, you can use the street for it, man. You know what's going on in the parking lot?
WRWD 208. Yeah, 94 is presently a parking lot right at 16 Mile. Does anybody happen to know why?
WRWB 489, is that going westbound or eastbound?
That will be westbound.
Romeo, when you get around, like, just past the, what is it, 236, it becomes a parking lot around that curve there. But I think there might be an accident and flooding going on.
Well, with the accident, I hope everybody's all right. The flooding, if you figure with all the construction, we'd have that figured out by now.
There was some pretty massive storms here about 2 hours ago. I imagine it could also from that.
With these storms rolling in, it makes me really wish I had my Raspberry Pi already. I'm working on a automated NOAA satellite receiver.
What model Pi are you looking for? Are you waiting on? Excuse me.
Four B. Says it should be shipped today. I should have it Wednesday.
I have the exact model. It's funny, it's sitting right next to me right now. It's perfect for retro gaming and all kinds of different stuff. I'd love to use it as a weather station, though. It's pretty interesting. Over.
Yeah, there's, I believe we use the Pi Lite OS and some NOAA software, and you just plug in your SDR, and there's some changes you have to make, but you can log into it headless, or you can have the, online. Now log in on your network into it and be able to control it, see all the pictures it's able to get from NOAA. Or I think you can do Meteor as well.
Have you ever gotten an RTL SDR to work with a Raspberry Pi? Do you have a mean to try?
Break.
This is WRWT 208. Go ahead.
Yeah, driver was saying that it's open wide up there past 233, so there must just be an accident.
Yeah, I was just about to say, we sped back up, so must have been just an accident. It's almost like whenever it rains or snows, people forget how to drive.
Pretty much. All right, you guys carry on. WRWB 489 will be standing by.
All I drove down 94 for 6 years, so I know how bad it can be. It's forever under construction and or accidents. It's hell of a ride every day.
Yeah, 94 seems to, it doesn't take even much of an accident, or just someone pulls over and traffic turns into a mess.
I mean, at least people aren't literally canoeing on the freeway right now. I mean, it could be a lot worse. Those storms are pretty intense, we had a few hours ago. If you're still out there, have you ever used a Raspberry Pi computer? WRYM 554, radio check. 6 and then just vanishing after they get one. Not so much as a thanks for the check.
No, I'm sorry. I'm actually working right now, so I was just checking it out, but I appreciate it. I was just backing up a big truck. I was going to tell you something about that. Copy on that.
Yeah, very good. Well, thanks for completing the call. It's not a big deal, just one of the things that just, I go, brr, when I hear it, so no big deal.
I appreciate it. WRYM 554.
Where are you at? You're at the end of the rope, you say. Whereabouts? Which repeater?
Give me 1 second. I'm trying to get something up. WRYM 554. I'm on 9 mile and mound. I'm on the Mount Clemens. Repeat it.
Yeah, copy that. Got you loud and clear. A little staticky, but like I said, you're coming in very legible and I understand what you're saying.
I'm going to be hooking up another radio here in like 3 seconds. I'll put a repeater on it. I'll get another radio check here in a few minutes.
You know, if there's a DTMF code you can put in, turns it into simplex so you can hear yourself. It could sound like, I think it's star 675, and then key up, wait for it to dial out, then talk, and then release, and it will talk back to you, exactly what you said. Over. Shoot it. That's what I was doing when I first got my HP. First was doing a bunch of radio checks, which I don't really mind the radio checks. It doesn't bother me too much. Kind of get the mic going. But that's what I was doing when I was testing out my radio at first before I started joining the network. WSCT 760, line clear, monitoring.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I'm pretty new at this. I've had the radio for a while. Finally started, got them out.
Yeah, copy that. I'm new as well myself. I've got my license in radio in May. And, I'm enjoying it to the point where I got four more people to get the same exact radio and are happier than a pig. And, do this. Have fun with the radios. Have good line of communication and be able to talk to other like-minded people. Over.
WSDH-939, looking for a radio check. I hear there's some new guys out there. Anyone copy?
Got you loud and clear. 339, I think that was call sign. If you can see your call sign again, I think it was 339.
WSCT-939,
clear. Sorry, I didn't hear what you just said. This is WSCT-760. Can you say again? WSCT-760 to Sean 850. Over. I copy you, 593 is a WSCT-760. You're a little, very staticky, very popcorny, but somewhat legible. Can hear you across. Over. WSCT-760. To Jordan at 593. Copy. WSET 760 to 593 Jordan. Copy?
WRBC 767. WSBQ 544, just got my license today. Hello, everyone. Welcome. We don't have much time to chat, but welcome. Call is WRUU 850, name is Sean, and I'm sure there's others out here. Where are you at, real quick, and, you know, which repeater are you on?
WSDT 544 in Shelby Township. Just got my license, and I'm using the Macomb repeater. I'm kind of new to all this, and I hope I got my radio set up for the three courtesy beeps so I don't have to say over. Over.
Well,
Okay, you're not generating what's called a courtesy tone or a Roger beep. And that's good. We don't allow them on this network. The beeps you're hearing are coming from the repeater, which is where that's generated normally. It's a courtesy tone to let you know when the certain timers have expired and they go. So you're perfect the way you're running right now.
So my radio sounds good. It was a gift from a friend. And you don't say over when you're done?
Well, there's any number of ways you can do things. There's no right or wrong, but there's no reason to talk any way but plain language. You know, lingo is for other bands and stuff like that. And, you know, we all have things that we do. And there's nothing wrong with saying over or anything like that, but it's really unnecessary. A lot of that stuff originated from the ham radio world or even from the commercial world back when we had AM and sideband signals and stuff where the signals could be quite noisy, and so Roger beeps and phonetics and over and stuff like that, those things were all important to help convey that, you know, your transmission was over in a noisy situation. But when you're on a repeater and, you know, and everything's, you know, relatively full quieting and all that stuff, that all becomes pretty unnecessary. I would say just talk naturally, you know. That's the best way to go about it. But, you know, there's no right or wrong.
Yeah, I don't think I should talk naturally. I should be courteous because, you know, rudeness. I was a maintenance guy. I'm retired now, and I got to check myself. So, you know, new on the scene. Yeah, bust in here doing all kind of crazy stuff and make friends up and down the block.
Okay, yeah, the only advice I can give you is just, you know, put some time between when somebody unkeys, wait for the da-da-da, and then, you know, and then another second, and then go. Don't rush. That gives other people a chance to break in if they need to. If you want to break into a conversation, you can just toss your call out or say, you can say break. Break usually conveys a more emergent, emergency, like I need to get in here for some reason. If it's not, just throw your call out, and that's usually all you need to start a conversation. You throw your call out, somebody else will pick it up. You know, it's just, naturally, but not too naturally. Yeah, you don't want to be, I'm a little bit more polite than I normally am, probably in person. No, I'm generally polite both ways, but, no need for any special, you know, secret shakes or special, the Captain Crunch to figure out how to talk on here. So, okay, again, the name is Sean. Give me yours, and then I'm going to get back to work here. I've got a meeting coming up in a couple of minutes I got to get on. So I'll make this my final after yours, WRUU 850.
WRUU 544, you know, sometimes during conversation, just regular conversation, I'd tell them over for emphasis, you know, not on the radio. So, anyway, Bruce, and pleased to meet you. Over.
Okay, and again, Bruce, like I said, make sure you wait for that courtesy tone, that da-da-da. Make sure you wait for that before you key up. When I unkey, I notice you're already talking. Just, you've got to put some time between the guy that just unkeyed and your transmission to give other people a chance. All right, catch you later, WRUU 850. Enjoy.
WSB 544 clear.
Hey, when I say wait for the da-da-da, are you hearing it? Don't key up until you hear, when I let go of the mic, when you hear da-da-da, don't key up until you hear that.
Okay, I guess it just takes practice, but I'm out. I got work to do. Good to meet you, Sean. I'll practice. Thank you.
Okay, very good, Bruce. Welcome, and like I said, just don't quick key. Quick keying is one of the worst things you can do in this service because there's a lot of other people, a lot of repeaters, and there might be other people want to jump in. So, all right, catch you later. WRUU 850.
959 downriver. The line got here. My name is Travis. And I'll talk to you guys later.
WSHT 580, welcome to the neighborhood, 544.
WRFK 359, inbound Papa John's report, and they got a copy. No response on the Bob up to support again. This is Robert Dollar Wyndell. We'll be clear. The BRFK 399.
WSBY 676, standing by.
WSBY 842, mobile, our student partner is your status in Flea Township.
Sounding good.
Are you coming in on? Is there something going on with the microphone on this unit? What part of the system are you on?
I'm on the Detroit repeater. Your mic is sounding good on this end. I'm in Roll Oak.
Trying to figure out this delay on this thing. YT8900. Not a very great radio. Only 20 watts, which isn't too big of a deal being close to the machine and Flint. But it definitely has way more options than it needs. But other than that, it's a nice day. Driving dump truck.
I drive a steel truck. You sound good. No road noise. Everything sounds nice and clear. Good signal. Good modulation.
Coming in like $1 million, so you're doing a trip. What are you running down there?
Well, right now, I'm on a handheld.
Have no background with diesel coming in. It's got a turbo on it. Screams quite a bit.
I mean, we hear it running. It just sounds like it's a loud fan in the background.
probably
we
related
go
to it.
That.
I'll be pulling up here to get my intermediate stop. And I'll be back on in just a while. I'm at 21 in Elms, getting ready to do my second leg.
What you running, asphalt?
So we'll talk to you in a while. WSDY 842.
WXDY 676.
Good morning to you guys out there. Good morning.
In a minute, I just got in line, so I guess I'm going to be here for a minute. I'm sitting in line. You got Travis, WSCY 842, Flint Township. Who else we got out there?
WRFK 359. North Van, who wind up, Robert.
Hey, Robert. It's turning out to be an all right day. Hopefully we don't get no rain tomorrow. I got things to do. I had a rain delay this morning, which wasn't very good.
I'm looking out my picture window and looking at it and thinking, oh God, in a couple more months, it'll be white.
Though I feel like we're going to have an extended, I feel like we're going to have an extended summer. Probably, I'm betting we're not going to see snow till somewhere near December or January.
Yeah, I'm hoping it'll be cool this afternoon. I want to put this oval in the car. I've been putting it all put it off because it'll be too hot to put it in the car and do the SWR on it at work.
We're expecting 85 to 89, depending on who you're looking up, and potentially more rain, Wednesday 79. Should be dry for the rest of the week, I hope.
Yeah, I hope so too. Oh, I'm not cutting it short. Make me a little bit of toast or something for breakfast. So, let me treat you guys to keep the rubber side down, and I'll talk to you later. WRFK 359. We'll be out.
Timing, because it's my turn, so I'm just getting this thing moved into place. All right, this is Travis up here in Flint Township, WSCY 842. And
Yeah, and this is Carl, WSBY 676, standing by.
WRBG 767. TD448. Go ahead, 678.
Seven six seven.
This is WRPD448, Groveland Township. Over.
Roger that. This is 767. I'm over here at in Romeo, over at the Great Zone Golf Course, just doing a signal check.
Coming in pretty good. Legible. Clear. Sounds good. Over.
Roger that. Edge is 767. I appreciate the report. This is 767. Clear on your funnel.
PD 448. Clear as well. USCY 842. Heading
42448.
Looking
for Travis?
Negative. I'm not Travis. I think he was doing something in his truck. Over.
RWS 538 out.
RPV 448 clear. Sam, Charlie, Zebra, 810, listening.
Hello, this is SCY 842. How you doing, Travis, out here in Flint?
Good morning, there, 842. This is Paige up here in Saginaw. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Good. Just at my midpoint, gonna do my next run here. Sitting at 21 on Elms. Gonna head down 21 to Owasso. Wanna see how far I can take it. Got this mobile in, kinda flaky. So, wondering how it's gonna run. Put in a YZ 8900. A little bit sketchy radio.
Yeah, I copy that. Well, you're sounding really good right now. You're making it in full quieting into the system. It's definitely working from the location you're at.
You know, in about a couple of minutes here, my experiment will start. I'm going to make a run away from the repeater straight on out, down westbound 21.
I spend more time active on the mobile, active vehicles with the camera member for a few days, so I'm sitting here in the house using an HP, and it's always hit or miss whether I'm going to be able to get in the systems with it or not.
I need a bit of butter out of there just a minute, otherwise you're catching the repeater really well. I'm about to drop it in first, move out of here. So how's it going up there? Nice sunshine, you guys got rain?
A little bit of rain last storms early yesterday morning, pretty sunny as of right now.
nice down here. I don't know what it's going to be like in a couple of hours, but I'm enjoying it. The last couple of days have been absolutely hell. I was just sweating sitting here in the cab. I got air conditioning, but I don't use it. I don't see any point getting in and out.
Yeah, that makes sense. It was pretty humid yesterday. Kind of started breaking a little bit in the afternoon. I think it's supposed to be humid again today. And then after today, it's supposed to kind of start cooling off a little bit. So you know the old saying, if you don't like the weather in Michigan, just wait 10 minutes.
With that, I got to tell you, a brother of mine sent me a picture up in Midland, and the rain was probably, I don't know, maybe 1,000 feet wide by 100 feet coming out of the middle of the storm. A perfect example of a rain shaft.
We had a big storm that came through, what was it, I guess? Wednesday night last week, Thursday night last week, I don't remember which night it was, but it literally flooded out our entire front yard. Took some pictures of it. We literally had a lake in our yard. It wasn't experience having to cut through a half an inch of water just to get into the house.
The night that we got 3 to 6 inches of rain.
Oh, you know, we definitely need the rain. It's important. I just don't think it's important enough that we need 6 inches of it at a time.
My area, it got pretty flooded out. It was, that river was up on its banks. It was weird seeing trees, the tops of trees in the middle of the river. And then the Shiawassee, at the other end of my run, was over up on the banks as well. Uh-oh, it turned yellow and I'm too happy to stop. Oh, there we go. Moving 21, westbound. I don't know, I think the next 4 days of sunshine will do it for me. I'm going to put an antenna up at the house. I want to put up a tower and get some equipment on the air.
Once I get another power cord, I can bring the mobile back and forth, but actually I just need a power cord and an antenna. I can't put antennas up outside because I don't own the property that I'm on, but I'm going to try to figure out how to maybe get a mag mount outside somewhere. That'll always help a little bit. But, you know, one step at a time.
Go to Harbor Freight and get a self-standing telescoping black pole. I use that when I'm camping. You get up about 28 foot in the air, put your mast and your antenna on top of that, your base antenna, and you'll own the world. And it's not intrusive on the property, because when you pick it up and leave, there's just a little ring of dirt that's compressed, and you don't have anything intrusive going on. You just run a wire through a window. They make window wire, which is really thin coax. It's flat. Or you can get a bulkhead and just run through the bulkhead, close the window onto the bulkhead.
No, that's a pretty good idea. I'll have to look into that. Yeah, I've seen those pass-through things. You know, it's kind of like a little box that sits in the window and it's got a bunch of connectors on it that you can you know, put your antenna feeds on. But yeah, I'm always open to new ideas. I had been in the CB hobby years and years ago, but I've been at a radio for a long time, and I'm just now, within the last year or so, starting to get back into it. You know, this is now, we just got our ticket a couple months ago, so just getting into the TMRS side of it. It's been an exciting experience. We're definitely enjoying it.
This is really nice. It's $35 and you're on the air. Ham radio is very nice, very, very nice. But if you don't want to pay, you know, take that test for the technician entry, you know, it's the other side of that is there's more activity on GMS right now than there is on ham radio. If you're putting apples to apples, repeaters to repeaters. Most of the amateur radio repeaters are dead. You got your somewhat local 2-3 guys, but I got them in my scan list and I only hear them chirp about 6 o'clock at night.
Yeah, up here there's a couple of repeaters that are kind of active. I know we got a 2-meter up here, not very, very far from me, but it doesn't seem to have a very good footprint on it. There's a couple of 441s around here that seem to be relatively active from time to time. I think they're up in Bay City somewhere, which is about, 20-25 minutes north of me here. Yeah, so there is some activity, but I kind of like the GMRS side of it just because, you know, you kind of get that same experience, but, you know, it's just kind of a little bit more lax in my opinion there. Not that ham radio is bad. I've been a ham radio monitor for many years. I've got several friends who are really good hams, so I'm not, you know, implying anything bad about hams. But I just think the GMRS is a good fit for me.
Right about that. I don't knock ham radio either. It's just, it's kind of a big fact. GMRS is growing at a great rate. You know, unfortunately with GMRS we can't do a lot of really cool modes. And, you know, somebody says they got an interesting picture or something on, you know, ham radio, I'd say, let's go over to Zemplex and you can send the picture to me via SFTV. But how am I coming into the system? I'm on 21, just over M3rd, or M3rd, ooh, jeepers, how far away am I? Just crossed over M13, so westbound to Wasso.
So you're still making it 100% into the system, you know, full quieting, no breaking of your audio there. I kind of I'm not very familiar with the area that you're in. I kind of know when you said 13, I live off of 13. You know, like I said, I'm up here by Saginaw. So I kind of have a vague idea of where you are right now. But yeah, you're definitely sounding good.
I'm up to New Lothrop right now, New Lothrop Road. And I'm running here. I should be doing pretty good. I got a gravel truck in front of me and a gravel truck behind me. So I'm in the rocking chair. Just coming up to Durand Road.
Okay, gotcha. I know where you're at now. Yes, you're definitely making the trip really, really good. Whiskey 7 Charlie Zebra, 810 for ID.
WSCY, 842. Oh, yeah. It's just a good system. These guys have built this kit. I've known some of these guys from decades ago, and they're really good ham operators. They're really proficient in the technical arts of building repeaters. And they don't disappoint when it comes to building a nice network.
I gotta agree with you on that for, you know, for what it is being GMRS, you know, I'm extremely impressed with the systems that have been built. When I was back in the hobby years ago, I don't recall that there was ever any, you know, GMRS systems being linked together and stuff. There might have been, I just wasn't, you know, super up on all those things. But yeah, the system that we have now is absolutely incredible.
One thing I wish the FCC would allow is some more channels and give us some channels that allow for modes. So like let us have FSTV I don't even know if we're allowed to do packet digital on GMRS. It seems to me, I think it was limited strictly to voice. And any kind of codes were only for opening repeaters, welches.
You kind of got a little bit scratchy there, but I was still able to make out what you were saying on there. I'm just kind of looking now to see. I just caught a glimpse where something reported that you can do text and such, but it's going to take me a second to look that up here.
Yeah, I'm just coming into the outskirts of Corona. This radio is sketchy, and I haven't done my SWR antenna. It's quote-unquote the Midland GMRS antenna, but on a mobile running 20 watts, you guys should probably check his SWR because the radio will probably back all the way down until it, you know, feels reasonably happy.
Okay, you sounded good that time. So I'm looking at a comment that was just a comment that was made by a user that says since 2017, you can receive and send text messages using GMRS to share GPS coordinates. I have not. I'll have to look and verify that that's actually true. Like I said, it was just a user comment on a commercial radio website. So I'll keep looking and see.
Good to know. I do believe I do remember something about text transmissions and locating like ACRS. I know I have a handheld that sends text messages. It's a Quoshank UV5R, which is funny because aren't they all UV5Rs, no matter what they're called? But I tried texting with it. It's out of the 90s. You're hitting, you know, you want to say the word Comcast. It's like, you know, 1177. You know, you just go crazy. You got to hit the number with the ABC 2 DFG testing and go just chiclet hammer until you get your letters out.
Yeah, I haven't gotten advanced enough to learn how to do all that. I'm actually using a UV5R right now. That's my primary portable. I've got two other portables down here that I don't use as often. I just kind of keep them as back. Another TYT, a DMR radio. I also have a Yaesu FT2D that I don't really use that much. I'm not real not real happy on the quality of the radio for that on GMRS. I mean, I understand it's out of band. It just doesn't seem like it does what I would like it to do as well as I would hope it would.
Mods, have you done the call check UV5R?
The only thing I did with the UV5R is I went online and found whatever it was, I don't even remember now, the kind of like hold down the three buttons and turn it on to unlock it. That's all that I've done with it.
WSCY 842 identification. I've loaded on Eximer 99, spectrum analyzer and something else. I haven't really done much with it. I did buy the extended battery because it seems to be chomping batteries pretty quickly.
Yeah, for the longest time, Whiskey Kim Kelly Zebra 810 for ID. I haven't really used the UV5R for, you know, extended communication. I use it at work on the FRS side of it, just for quick little, you know, messages, or when we're convoying the family around, we use them to talk back and forth to each other in the vehicles. This is the first time I've really used it on a heavy-duty talk cycle, and yeah, I can feel, you know, it's kind of heating up quite a bit. Battery seems to be holding pretty well, so.
Right.
Baker.
Hey, Travis, Todd here. I'm on the Kid Radio H3. How's it coming in?
Real good. I'm downtown Corona right now. I'm smiling here to here because my fuel gauge is working today. Yeah, sounds good, Todd. And I believe I forgot the fellow's name up in Saginaw.
The name up here is Paige, Papa Alpha, India, George, Echo.
Double Todd. Take it one more, Saginaw.
First name up here is Paige, Papa Alpha, India, George, Echo.
RWS, just standing by and listening. Go ahead.
That's you in there. I'm Robin there, Todd. I didn't get what you sent out the last time. Downtown Owosso now, coming down 21 westbound. How am I making the trip?
Sounding good. I'll let you guys continue. I'm just going to stand by and listen. So WRWS 538, standing by.
Army G767.
67 here. Hey Travis, I'm looking at a post that was put up back in 2017 on a radio reference. It says that the FCC did not approve digital on GMRS or FRS other than brief bursts for radio ID and GPS coordinates and such like. Text messaging and digital modulation such as DMR are still not allowed. That was the 2017 post. I don't know if it's changed since then.
7 here.
767, join the group.
Look at that, it's 767. I'm heading north on 75 over here out of, by the palace over here in Auburn.
I think you said you're going north on 75. I'm west on 21, downtown Owosso. And yeah, it's based back to that regulation. I think that's what I remember also, is there was no real good exception for digital. But I want to call the FCC again because I like asking questions. They like answering them. So I call them. I got a system. I call them right at 8:59. And by the time my phone call makes it through, I think their phone system turns on to ringing. And I'm usually zero wait time.
On that, I'm actually on their website now trying to see, looking up Title 47 here and seeing if there's anything specific on there.
Okay, for hauling oversized loads, I tell you what, I passed a couple of windmills, now I'm passing some mobile homes, and I passed a large construction dump truck. I'm about to pass my zone. I gotta drop my load. Oh my goodness. Well, that worked out pretty good. Almost got hit by somebody. All right, guys, I'm gonna be out of here. This is the WCY 842. Talk to you guys in a while.
All right, have yourself a good one there. Be safe. You know, watch the roads out there. Just a quick thing. I am looking at 95.1731, permissible GMRS uses. Section D Delta says digital data, GMRS handheld portable units may transmit digital data containing location information or requesting location information from one or more other GMRS or FRS units, or containing a brief text message to another specific GMRS or FRS unit. So this is coming out of, I give you all the specifics some other time, but it's there on the FCC website.
WRK 224. Go ahead there, 224. This is WRWB 489.
Good morning. This is Mobile One Flint here. See if anybody was around.
On and off. This morning there's been a lot of people out here, quite a few, anyway. I'm just outside of Mount Clemens here.
All right. Yeah, I just got on the road at work here. So I get to play radio and work at the same time, which is nice.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Makes the drive go by quicker.
Yeah, I cover a pretty big area. Down almost to Ohio, up to Bay City, Saginaw, out to Lansing. So, yeah, right now I'm not going too far, though.
I take it you're OTR.
Nope, I repair in-home medical equipment.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, in my line of work, I probably dealt with you, who knows, maybe somewhere down the road. I've dealt with all the medical companies in the stadium.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I work for Benson. So I work out of the one in Centerline and then one in Flint.
Okay. I've never dealt with anybody in Centerline. I've dealt with, what was his name? Sandy out of the Sterling Heights facility.
Okay. Yep, sounds good. I don't really work out of any of the other stores. We only have two stores that have the repair departments. But pretty soon I'll be up in Flint full time, which will be nice.
Yeah, I like I said, you know, I work as a in-home nurse, so I deal with you guys, Heart Medical, Orbit. I mean, there's all types of, you know, emotion, all of them down the line, you know.
Yeah, sounds good. Nice to run into somebody on the radio that's in the industry.
I'm on the caring end, but, you know, I do know a lot about these, devices and how they work, and kind of know how to repair them, too. I mean, having to deal with, you know, some of the screw-ups from the Sterling Heights, you know, Benson's location, and Heart Medical, you know, had to deal with them a dozen times because they bring back, or they say they fix the equipment and they bring it back, or they send the tech out, oh, it's fixed, and the thing breaks, you know. It's like, go to use the Hoyer and, oh, the actuator just clonked out. That's great.
Yeah, it's hard to find people that are experienced anymore. I've got 18 years in, so I tend to want to fix things right the first time so I don't have to run back out, back and forth, because I have a pretty heavy workload.
I had a patient one time, he had a Celebrity X, and he had it repaired with under insurance, and, well, they fixed the transaxle, but they forgot to put the keyway in back in there for the tire and the rim and the lug nut. Well, they didn't tighten the lug nuts, and then they forgot to put the keyway in. So the wheel fell off when he went down the road.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know how you do that. That's crazy. Yeah, even if you didn't put the keyway in and put the lug nuts in, you're not going anywhere.
Somehow it moved about maybe, I don't know, about maybe a half a block, and that's when the problems arose, and he was stranded until he was able to call someone to help him.
Well, yeah, sorry to hear that. Yeah, I hear about a lot of mistakes that are made, but it's, hopefully it'll get better. I mean, I don't know where people are these days that are not working. And I mean, we're always looking for people. We're actually going to be looking for a repair technician up in Flint pretty soon. We're expanding, but we get people that work there for a couple of days and they never show back up.
Repair a lot of this stuff. I mean, it's really a no-brainer. I mean, Pride pretty much makes it, and Quantum, they just pretty much make it all, you know, like paint by numbers.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's easy work. It's pretty much 9 to 5. No weekends, no holidays. Can't beat it. All right, well, I'm going to jump out. I'm just about to one of my stops here. I got to look at something. I think it's, looks like a lift chair or something. All right, catch you later on WRQU 224.
WRWB 489, just standing by.
WSDT 544 in Shelby Township.
Go ahead, this is WSDT 688.
I'm just hanging out here listening, that's all. How you doing?
I'm doing the same, I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Well, I count my blessings, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Same here, same here. I think I'll go to Taco Bell tonight. I'm getting pretty hungry, actually.
Well, I just got my license today, and the radio was a gift from a friend. Thankfully, it became free programmed, and now I just got to learn what I'm doing and so forth like that. But I'm pretty far along. I'm having fun.
Oh, that's awesome. That's very awesome. What kind of radio is it? Just out of curiosity. I'm actually getting a radio to a friend of mine as well.
Radio is a Bofang handheld.
Very nice. Awesome. I actually just saw that they were on sale. I'm thinking about getting one.
Well, this one is my first one that I've used with any radio. I don't have experience with TV or anything, but it seems like a really nice radio with a lot of features that I don't yet understand and many channels that I can listen to that maybe I need a book.
Right. Well, awesome. Yeah, this repeater is a pretty awesome repeater, and I've definitely met a lot of nice people here.
Well, this thing's supposed to be able to listen to aircraft frequencies and everything, but I'm not familiar with which ones they would use. However, the military flies over here a lot because I'm, west of Selfridge. East of Selfridge. No, I'm west of Selfridge, and they fly overhead all the time, and they probably use a different frequency I wouldn't be able to get. I'm just wondering, what are the aircraft frequencies and so forth? And, you know, the more you learn, if it doesn't make more questions, you know, at first you feel smart, but then as you get going, you start to feel dumb, and then it's working.
Right, right, yeah, it never hurts to learn, and, I don't know the aircraft frequencies myself, but that would be something interesting to learn. I have an ocean radio myself.
Get a lot on any other channels, just this one in maybe Detroit, repeater network. There's bunches of other channels on GMRS, but I'm not sure what they're for yet, but I'm supposed to visit my buddy, and he's going to give me the mud shark dancing lesson, and that'll clear some things up now that I got my license and I'm legitimate to talk. It'll be a journey, you know, just like I worked in machine repair for years, and I had to train young people, and now I'm old, and I got to train myself.
Yeah, definitely. It definitely takes time, and it's fun because you are different.
You never know how important this skill could be with the turmoil that is all around us, but yet they try to make it seem normal, and a lot of people think it's normal, but you never know, it might be an important skill.
Oh yeah, definitely, for sure. I'm curious, what kind of fast food restaurants do you like? I like restaurants like Taco Bell or Jimmy John's is a pretty good restaurant.
I'm getting away from that sort of thing right now, but I used to McDonald's, Fusimi's. Fusimi's makes a nice sub. You can just grab it at any time as long as you like Italian, or there's one other kind that makes.
Oh yeah, definitely. The Italians are really good.
Just before I retired, I was talking to another older service guy, and another sales rep had brought donuts, which to the maintenance department, you know, that's like the holy grail, donuts, right? And he wouldn't have one, because he said he cut out all these foods that were causing him inflammation, and look at him now, he feels great, but he mentioned donuts, ice cream, and a few other things that I'm like, yeah, live long, but for what purpose, right? If I can't have donuts, ice cream. But I am trying to change some of that.
What?
Good. Yeah. You can't donuts, that's for sure.
And I didn't give up the donuts, but I did give up the Coca-Cola. And it was kind of easy, because if I drink it now, it makes me thirsty. It's just inconvenient that I get a little packet of some sort of flavor for the water. Otherwise, it's all watery, you know. But other than that, it's a suitable replacement, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I know what you mean. The water is definitely good, especially if you use the low sugar or the zero sugar. Water, you can get Miner or Target or something like that. I think they cost like 79 cents or something like that. That's good.
Well, my interpretation of zero sugar just means that they put something else that's much worse for you in there, right? So I've been using like just a dash out of some of these packets that they used to pass out at where I work. For people in the heat, you mix it with water, and I just get my water mostly out the refrigerator filter, and I buy the halfway decent refrigerator filter, and I just use that water, and, you know, these plastic bottles, I worked in the plastic industry for years, and a lot of stuff that they keep saying about them that, oh, you should only use them once, that water's been in the shelf for, in that bottle for how long? That's ridiculous. That's probably the worst water. You know, to rinse them out once and put fresh water and drink it right away, if any chemicals in the plastic, and have time to leach into there. It's the water that was in there when it was shipped that's going to be dangerous to me, anyway.
Makes sense. Yeah. You never know how long it's been sitting there, really, because...
Besides that, the packet's pretty much free in the summertime, you know, but they all contain something that's a replacement for sugar. I wish they'd just put a dash of sugar in there instead. I think it's safer. But, you know, I never use a whole packet anyway. And the only problem is my procurement department, my wife, she stocks up. She stocks up, and so the pantry's full of Coke. And I told her I'll get rid of the inventory. I'll just drink one on Sunday. But then next thing you know, it gets filled back up again. I had to quit drinking it entirely. And that stuff won't last forever in the bottles, so, maybe we'll have to have a yard party or something that kids can drink it.
Yeah, that sounds just a good idea. Yeah, nice yard parties for the kids. That's pretty neat.
Well, listen, I'm going to let my beasties outside, and since they're not that well-behaved, I'll be chasing them. So this is WSDT544. My name is Bruce, and I'm in Shelby Township. I'm going to sign off.
Okay, Bruce is D. My name is Sean, and my name is Flyo, and I will talk to you later.
WSTE
688, Chris. Station 544, WIUG 48, copy. Hey, Jack, this is SW688. How are you doing?
Good.
Where's the other gentleman at 544?
Oh, sir, I think he just left. Sorry about that.
You know that you're sounding good, but your antenna is not that clear because you're going in and coming out. You're fading out a little bit. Roger?
Oh, okay. Whoops. Sorry about that.
I don't know if you can change that antenna or not for that radio. That kid radio, is that what you got, kid radio?
Did you get a kid's radio? No, sir. An ocean radio with a Nagoya 771G.
If you got that, but you know what to do? Is put your handheld straight up in the air. That way you'll be clear, very clear. Roger?
Okay, how's that any better? Straight up in the air.
A lot better. You don't fade out at all. Because that's the... I know you're hitting Mount Clemens repeater, and that's how Mount Clemens repeater works. Roger?
Okay, all right. Sounds good.
Now, how are you doing today?
Doing quite well, actually. And I love these antennas. These are really great antennas.
Yeah. I got about, let's see, 5 Bullfinger radios. And they all have the 771G on them. Even my TYT has 771 on it, too.
Yeah, so I'm curious about that. There's a Belfang... Oh, gosh. I think it's Belfang GM 5 Pro. I'm not saying that right, but it's on Prime Day. It's on sale for, like, $20. Have you seen that one?
If it's $20, I already grabbed one. Because they're both being really good radios. Roger?
You said you would grab them? Or you would not? I'm sorry.
I would get one. I'll tell you, I'll take that back. Get that, if it's on sale, UV 5... G Plus, that is a GMRS radio, and they are, you know, they got like almost 4-inch, you know, 4-inch, what they call it, 4-inch, you can see it very good, and you can put about 999 channel on that one. Roger?
Okay, because this one was an upgrade to the UV5R, so I didn't know if that made any difference, but I'll, okay, sounds good.
That update too, that UV5R, that is a good one too. It's got, you know, it's not a small screen, it's a big screen, which is, you can see a lot better. Roger?
Okay, good. Like I said, so this $1 one I mentioned, I'm not saying the name correct at all, but it was an upgrade from that. So that's actually good to know. It has a NOAA weather alert, everything on there. It's pretty neat.
You know what? You can use the same antenna on that one.
I plan to. I purchased two Nagoya antennas.
Now, I'm going to let you go, and because I heard 544, and this 544 is Sheboygan down that way. That's why I was wondering how this guy got 544. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? That's why I was asking him.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right. Well, hey, it was good talking to you, and again, this is Sean, and I look forward to talking with you soon.
Whiskey Sugar Delta Delta 439, monitoring.
Hi, Sean. You take care. You have a good day. And good talking to you. I talked to you yesterday anyhow. Talk to you a little bit. WIAG 48.
Hey, Sean.
Hey,
Sean.
Whiskey Sugar Delta Delta 439. Flushing, Michigan. Monitoring.
The guy from Flushing, Michigan, go ahead.
Hey, you're my first contact. I finally figured this stupid thing out.
Thank you. What was that call sign again? I want to write down and I know who to talk to and everything else. Is that fine with you or no?
Absolutely. Call sign here is Whiskey Sugar Delta Delta 439, WSDD 439. Name here is Dave, Delta Alpha Victor Echo, and the QTH is Flushing, Michigan. And I'm talking on a TID radio H3 with one of those Nagoya antennas everyone's talking about.
What city you have your end though? Where's it located?
Dave, okay, you're sounding good. And you said that WSDD 432, correct?
439.
You're sounding good, and you sound like you're sitting by me. And I'm over here in Rochester Hills. And my name is Jack, by the way. And I'm WIUG 48. Copy?
WIUG 488. Got it, Jack.
You're really sounding good with that radio and that antenna. That antenna helps a lot. You know, if you put your, you know, if you have a handheld, you know, put it straight in the air. Because that repeater, that's what it takes on that repeater. Roger.
Yeah, absolutely. I finally got the tone set in. I've been listening to you guys for almost a month now and not knowing how to get on the stupid repeater. Kind of figured it out with some help from guys on YouTube, and now I can at least talk to someone. I've been beating my head against the wall trying to figure this stupid thing out, but I got it! Hey! So, now it'll only get better now.
Dave, I tell you one thing, don't be shy. I talk to everybody, and I think you heard me a lot of times talking to everybody, and I don't mind talking to you too, you know, anytime you like. You know, just give me a shout, and if you have anything, you know, like a radio check like that, no problem at all. Roger.
Yes, very good, Jack. I've heard you in there often. I was wondering why I could hear you so well. I couldn't talk to you. But you're rocking in here to Flushing. And it's like you're across the street, so you sound just as good as anyone else on here. As a matter of fact, better. I mean, there's no wavering, no nothing. You're a strong signal. So, yep, when I hear you in there, I'll give you a shout for sure.
I had no problem at all, and I said, you know, I have no problem at all. I will tell you, I'm on the base station, by the way, and I'm on the Harvest PC-200. That's the antenna I got out there. It's fiberglass. And I'm on the DB-20G. That's where I had it, DB-20G, which is I purchased it from Amazon for like $83. And look how it sounds. It sounds very good. And if you need any help with that, no problem. Just, you know, now you can talk on the handheld. If you want to put one at home, something like that, don't have no problem to tell you. And that anyhow, it's on Amazon. It's only $95.
What's the name of that radio again?
Reality DB-20G. It's a small radio. You can put it in the car and you can put it at home.
So you're just running a power supply to it, and then how high is the antenna?
I'll be honest with you, I'm about 10 feet from the ground, and I talk to Ohio, I talk to New York. I don't know if you ever heard me talk to New York. That was last year, talk to New York. Ohio every single day.
Yeah, I've heard you talk to Ohio before. I've heard that one. Not the New York one, though. That would be, that'd be pretty cool to hear.
And that guy in New York, you know, I think he was passed on a Niagara Falls side. I don't even know what Niagara Falls is or not, but I think he was that way. I'm not sure, you know. He said, Western New York. That's all he was saying. But he was on high power radio, Motorola 50 watt radio.
Yeah, I would say anywhere in New York is a good haul. I don't care where it's at, New York. If you get to New York, you're doing pretty good, especially for being just 10 feet off the ground.
Let me tell you, that antenna is 200 watt antenna. And you know what? I think the way they got it, you know, programmed, it picks up the lowest signal out there. Because if you hear all the Ohio people, I have about maybe 15, 20 people out of Ohio. And if you hear New York, that's what they did, I think, to that antenna. And it's fiberglass. It's only like one stick.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. I mean, if you can just get one stick up there, you don't have to worry too much about wind taking it down, or snow or rain or ice or freezing rain or whatever else we get here in Michigan. You do it with one stick 10 feet off the ground, you must have a pretty darn good SWR on that thing. That's what it's all about, is having a good standing wave ratio and being away from obstacles. And if you got a good spot there, keep it.
And you know what? When I bought that antenna and I had my DB-20G, I didn't even put the SWR meter. Everybody said, you're sounding good. I had a good friend of mine. He was in Ryan Road, 11 in Ryan. He said, don't do nothing else. You don't need to know what's your SWR meter. You're sounding perfect.
Yeah, some of those antennas, you put them together and just let it go. You were very lucky on that account.
Yeah, you're right about that. You know what? Didn't even ground it. It's not even a ground, you know, and it's all that wind and everything else, and I just had it on the, you know, like a, you know how the satellite, the sitting satellite, when you put satellite dishes, they gonna have that, you know, four screws in, and that's the way I have it.
Well, there you go. No fuss, no muss, and it works like a champ, so you can't ask for much more than that.
Well, Dave, good talking to you. Good to hear from you. And don't be shy. Anytime you want to talk, no problem at all. This is WIUG 48.
All right, Jack. Thanks for coming back to me. You are my first contact. You just broke in the newbie. So thanks to you, Jack. Whiskey Sugar Delta Delta 439. Clear the frequency. 7-3.
Whiskey Robert Frank King 359. 2-4-8-8. You got a copy?
Well, good afternoon, Robert. You're sounding good, Robert. Without that repeater making that all kinds of noise like yesterday and day before. But you are sounding good today. Roger?
Roger. Yeah, I'm hoping that we get a whole bunch of skip tonight. We can start talking to Ohio and the rest of the state. 10-4.
Yeah. We'll hear that guy out of New York this summer. I know that. He'll be talking this summer from New York anyhow. But Ohio, every night. 2 or 3 people every night. Sometimes 4 people. One is close by, you know, by the border, one of them was. I have here written down all of them, the call sign and everything else, you know, which is good. I like that. Roger.
Ed wants the way you talk. Yeah, that would be fun to do is have a bunch of us go by the lake or Lake Michigan or the Short River or up there where you guys are at, and they go by the water and just start talking and see if we can get anybody.
Robert, one of them was Sandusky, Ohio.
Jeez. Sandusky, that's Cedar Point area. He must have been near that water over there. I don't know what water it is. Can't remember. Or maybe they stole WJR's transmitter. I don't know.
I see what you're saying, Robert. Well, Robert, I got to back out of here a little bit, you know. I really want to go outside a little bit because I'm on the base station. So I go out there with my walkie-talkie a little bit, and if I hear somebody, I answer back. And this is WIUG for you. Yeah.
This is
Warren.
I'm tempted to do one day is get a birthday balloons, get about 2 or 3 of them, and tie a small antenna to it, and get a long string of rope, because there's a lot to go on up, and see if it this is a lot better. Warm. Oh, it'll be a lot of days if I die. What have you said? Bye.
Hi, Robert. Good talking to you. You take care. We'll talk to you some other time. WIUG, grade 8.
Been listening for a while. I just want to make one observation, and that's both regarding both hang radios. They are cheap, and they work, but I would not call them good. I think that is a very generous. They are not good, but they work and they're cheap. All right, WRUU 850.
Well, good afternoon, Sean. How you doing?
Not bad. I'm just meeting somebody for lunch here, so I'm just jumping out. Been listening for a little bit. So going to get in the restaurant here, get a table. Take care, Jack. WRUU 850.
Sean, good to hear from you. Talk to you a little bit later. WIUG, grade 8.
WRUU850.
WSAA 780. Anybody here in this radio on flat run?
I hear you, station 780. This is WRTX 930.
Thank you. Appreciate that. WSAA 780. Stand by.
There's a bit of background noise, but you're audible and no real problems.
Yeah, I'm about 5 feet from 10,000 watt AC, and fan is sticking on high, and aquarium about 10 feet away on a little handheld Woodson and Smiley tri-band. Getting out to the receiver in Detroit, about 21 miles away.
Flat line. Yeah, that works. Now you're coming in. I'm in first run here on the Saginaw repeater.
Okay, yeah, me getting out 21 miles with this handheld, I think it's got a lot to do with the lake and Detroit River. I'm right there at the mouth of Lake Erie and Detroit River, and there's really nothing blocking the sound down the river. I just got a few buildings and trees to contend with before it gets from Flat Rock to downtown Detroit.
Yep, well, seems to be making it. No problem.
Very good. Awesome to hear. I appreciate that. I hang out here for a while and see who jumps on here and says what. This is Matt in Flat Rock, WSAA 780. Stand by.
WSAG 266, monitoring. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Bus. We are monitored. WRNW 329, monitoring.
Three two nine.
Hello, how you doing, Jack, today? WRNW 329.
Well, I'm doing good. This is WIUG 48. You must have just got off of work.
A couple hours ago, I was off, but I had to run a little errand and drop my camper off. Got some work to get done to it. So, back on my way home now. Over.
On that walkie-talkie.
At 9800B, I got the window down here, background noise.
That's alright. And I'm sounding good anyhow. How's work? Too early to go back, isn't it?
I'm gonna go home and do some work around home there, and I'm gonna put the trampoline up for the little guy, and maybe when it cools off, I can get the grass cut there. Over.
There goes the money out of the door for the gas.
Yeah, that seems like it's a daily thing. It's always going somewhere.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Same thing here, trying to save some money, but you can't. Every time you look around, you gotta do something.
There's always something going on, for sure. I had a little, well, that was last year. I was towing another trailer behind my fifth wheel. I got locked up in a campground. Well, I got in a tight spot. Shouldn't have backed up with it, but I put a little crunch on the corner of my RV, so. So yeah, take that and get it fixed up. just never back up with another trailer on the back of it. Here, over.
I don't know, I don't like the fifth wheel. It's very hard to turn either way.
A lot of campers that, this is the first fifth wheel had it 2 or 3 years, but it's night and day compared to the tongue pull. Doesn't sway, no sway, stays right behind you. Truck pulls it nice. I got a 3500 diesel pull it with.
That's nothing. I like diesel better from gas. It saves a lot of mileage. Those diesel ran through about 300,000-400,000 miles.
Hey, I don't drive this one much, mostly just the tow, or when I gotta go to Canada, I get in the truck. I only got about 65,000 on it, so it's still got a light, lot of life left in it.
No, I do like diesel. The diesel lasts longer, and it gives you more mileage.
Two trucks I had were 1500s with the Hemi in them, but I end up moving up to a bigger trailer, so I had to get another truck. But it's night and day compared to towing-wise with the diesel.
Yeah, diesel is, to me, is number one. I like diesel.
Like all that thunder and rain and stuff early this morning. It was rumbling pretty good. I don't know, around 4 o'clock, or maybe a little earlier. It woke me up.
Oh yeah, as you see, that was started at 4:35 o'clock here. It was so bad, it was coming down hard, even the lights went on.
The 800 radio this morning, or 8:50 or somewhere, not 9:50 a.m. A lot of power outages, trees are down, and some a little bit of flooding in different areas. I got quite a bit in a little bit of time.
Rain probably coming from that hurricane.
Copy that. I don't know what they named this one, but yeah, definitely probably the effects from that hurricane. More rain coming, I think. Hopefully it don't rain no more this afternoon. We had enough already.
Oh yeah, more rain coming today, yeah. That's what they said, so, I don't know. How's the temperature, by the way?
Not sure, I never checked today. I get a chance, I hook the radio up right quick, and I don't leave it hooked up because I'm outside in the backyard on that dipole. Yeah, I don't leave it hooked up, so I'll check probably in a little while. Been dead though on 10. 40, then was live last night on 40.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I don't know. Yeah. I like the 40 meter, and I like the 20. There'd be a lot of some people on 20 too.
Okay, I'm not, I have to look up that on the chart and see which one is 20, what the megahertz on 20 is. But these are just 10 and 40 is switching back and forth. But 40, I hear a lot of guys talking on there. What the, which frequency is the 20 meter?
14. 1-4, 14.
Copy that. Yeah, I got all the bands on there, so I'll have to check that one too. I'm just listening in on those ones.
So I know what the band is, okay? Go on that ARRL, okay, and show you the band is like 14, 20 meter, 10 meter, and show you exactly what they are. And there's a map. I don't know if you have that map or not. Did you have that map in that book? The whole United States map shows 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 is Michigan, and I think Ohio is 9. Do you have that map? If you do have that map, it's right behind that map. That's what it shows.
Yeah, I was playing on my phone yesterday on the Echo Link, talking to a guy in Texas, and I was looking up some frequencies on there, but yeah, I was asking me for the group number, but I didn't know what the group number meant exactly. I had an idea, but I never looked it up. But I do have a map of all the different bands on there, but I don't have the one that you're talking about with the groups on it.
I have that, but it's at home, but I don't know what it's hitting somewhere, you know.
I go back on there and see if the group map is on there. I can print that one out, too. I usually keep it close by, and I don't have them all memorized yet. I'm not that good yet.
I got one right on top of the radio, my Drake radio. It shows everything.
I'll copy that. Yeah, I'll make it less thinking involved and see, get used to what's what. And then if you forget, it's always right in front of you. That's the best thing to do.
Like last night, I was on 10 meter, I was on 20, and I was on 40 meter last night, till about 12 o'clock at night.
Copy that. That wasn't a late night for me, too late. Yeah, work comes pretty early. I ate a big steak and that kind of slowed everything down, so kind of shut it down a little early. I don't know, 10:30 or so.
See, after the sunset, you know, I mean, you catch all these, then after maybe about 9, 10 o'clock, it's not going to be that much out there.
Copy that. Yeah, just before dark, I was out there listening and didn't hear a whole lot, but the mosquitoes were working, though. They were out there.
Oh, yeah. You want to know how you get rid of mosquitoes? All they need is ground coffee filter. Put that ground coffee around you outside. None of them comes in.
Copy that. All right, Jack, I got to cut you loose here for a minute. I'm at QTH here, and I got some guy here standing here. I'll see what he wants. We'll holler at you a little bit later. Off the handheld, they're over.
Tim, talk to you a little bit later on. WIUG 48.
WRNW 329, we're clear.
WS-47, this is WRVG 829. WSDC 647,
This is WRVG 829. Over. One more time for WSTC 647. WRVG 829 clear.
Anybody on the 593, calling in for the first time, hot copy, over.
Yeah, WRVG 357 here, but you're breaking up pretty bad.
Officer, you are readable with very little pop sound in the background.
That's a good copy, over. You got to get into it.
We've all been there, brother. Enjoy your GMRS experience and be safe out there. WRZD 544, Sheboygan County Cop, monitoring.
You're on a handheld. Try, when you're inside, try going outside.
WRQ-864
WSTP 760, monitoring.
WSBU 344 with the stupid question of the day. Do you think it's possible to use a GMRS antenna plugged into your cable as a TV antenna?
I'd say, yeah, use some duct tape.
He's just one big giant bunny here.
WSTT 544 in Shelby Township. If the coat hanger works, why wouldn't the real antenna?
Even better. WRZT 544, the Boise County Bob, monitoring.
WSTT 760, what's up, Bob? 544, how you doing up in there? What's the temperature got going there?
All systems go here. Red Bird LZ, currently 77 degrees.
wind is out of the southwest, at 6 knots. Beautiful afternoon up here in San Francisco. Even better than back to you, sir.
Yeah, I'm out here in the Washington Romeo area, and it's about, I'd say, about 80 degrees down here. Got a nice decent wind, no rain. Definitely a typical summer day.
Roger that. Yeah, the dogs enjoy this time of year, so you get to take them out.
Same back to you, Bob. WSCT 760. I am clear and monitoring.
CY 842, Owasso, Michigan, M21. Hey, Todd, you got your coax on? This is Travis. WSUI 842. CY 842, monitoring Owasso, Michigan.
Shelby Township. I'm monitoring and watching the war news.
And the what?
The war news from the war in Ukraine there. Got it on the internet and just getting the latest updates.
Very good.
I haven't seen any news in a while. A lot of stuff's been clogged up with the assassination attempt. And I've just been too busy working. How is it over there?
Well, basically, a lot of people are getting killed, and a lot of missiles are getting shooted off and stuff, and the Ukrainians are slowly being taken apart piece by piece.
I kind of imagine it's still going the same rate, same way it was. I don't even know what's going on in Israel right now. I haven't had time. I get up in the morning, I try to run a few runs, and then I get to the office, and then I run a few runs, and I go home and have something to eat, have a couple beers, go to bed, do it again. So, I'm coming in on the Flint system from Owasso, Michigan. I'm making my eastbound and down on M21.
Well, I basically got off that bicycle on January the 2nd of 2022. I'm retired. I'm sitting out back and not going to the office anymore. In fact, I left my phone somewhere else right now.
Retired officially in 2016, but to keep myself entertained and my idle hands out of the devil, I got a dump truck and I drive a bunch of stuff, and then I got an electronics company in Shiawassee. So if I'm not taking a random dump somewhere, I'm fixing something.
retired from the machine repair, plastic injection molding, actually, machine repair, and I was useful every day and under the gun, right? And my son-in-law and various people are telling me all these wonderful things I can take up, but I got a wife that breaks stuff, and I got a whole bunch of stuff that is on backlog that I was going to get to when I retired, and actually got my hips replaced after I'm retired, and I'm kind of restored to functioning, and it's time to pay the piper.
What my thought was, to retire and do nothing. That got fast. I've got a lot of list of things to do, too. I got to wire my new barn up, my extension, and got a bunch of other odds and ends. Don't have any idea when I'm going to do it. By the time I get out of the truck, I'm exhausted. And this thing's no pleasure boat. This is rides more like a, like it's got square wheels instead of a Cadillac.
Stupid question. Are you starting to rethink that retirement?
Oh, you know, there are days where I'm like, I'd love to go fishing right now. I'm retired. Oh, wait. I just signed a couple of runs yesterday. I better gotta go do the work. So, I don't know. I paid a couple hundred bucks to take a load of A23 roadbed and do it on my time, my terms, or go get, you know, 7.5 yards of this or that for somebody's landscaping project. And just whatever. I moved 14,000 pounds of rock the size of your fist for something that got washed out during the flooding. I don't know what exactly it is. I just dumped it.
Yeah, I've heard that stuff fall off the truck before and get loaded on, and it makes a heck of a noise. Thinkawassel's a little too far for me, otherwise I might call you if I could need some dirt in the yard.
Who you hail from? By the way, name here is Travis.
I'm, my name is Bruce, and I'm in Shelby Township.
It's real good. Yeah. I'm pretty amazed at it. I'm still amazed at the repeater system and all of the link sites. I'm really confident in ham radio. I wouldn't hit the split repeater on UHF. But I don't know how I'm doing it on GMRS. I'm running 20 watts on my mobile here in the cab.
Well, this radio was a gift from a friend. It's just a little handheld. And I just got my license the other day. And something you said about fishing reminded me that there is some retention ponds near here that I'm able to get to on my bicycle, and that's another license I ought to get because I enjoyed fishing there last year, and I can get there on my bike, and with all the stuff I got to do around here, it's nice to get a break, and it's right by the freeway, but if you hit your back to the freeway, and depending on the season, it's like a Norman Rockwell painting. You got all manner of wildlife up in there. You see a heron once in a while, and turtle, whatnot, you know. Catch a fish, too.
That sounds absolutely fun. There's a place on, I want to say, Lovejoy and Seymour Road. There's a wooden bridge on the dirt road right down there. and that stream that goes under that wooden bridge, you can pull out the biggest sunfish, and you can pull out some great big bass, and they take a number to get on your lure.
Well, the Lovejoy Road sounds familiar, but I didn't catch the other road, and what town would that be in?
Argentine, and I'd say Seymour and Lovejoy is about the closest coordinate I could get you.
I might have to look into that. That's probably too far from my bicycle, but... hey, you know, good fishing. Once in a while, you take a road trip, and a buddy of mine will go with me. And I don't know that he'd really care to ride the bike to the reservoir there or the retention pond and catch a little sunfish. You might want to go after some walleye or something, which is a fish I never really fished for. Not really. Northern pike?
About it is I used to have a place up on Leroy, McCoy Lake, and I never caught anything up there that was bigger than a baby bluegill. And people used to haul out some really big stuff out of there. I used to live right there on the lake. I go to these weird little creeks and pull stuff out. I wanted to go to Split River where the guys pull out all the big catfish. And I mean big, like the size of your leg. They're huge. But I've never gotten anything out of the water there.
Now, see, the fishing thing is another thing that I just did last year for the first time in a long, long time, because I'm writing it in my goals. Like to have the annual review. I worked at a shop, and the annual review got dumbed down to all just dumb questions. You fill in your own stuff. And then my goal for the last 2 years before I retired, I gave them every clue, right? I want to get reacquainted with my fishing poles and achieve a state of retirement bliss, and then get their surprise when I retire. So I wonder if they actually read any of that stuff. I really tried hard from the point system to then a little bit higher than they were last year, but plenty to grow next year so that they could thrive and so forth, and then they eliminated that in favor of this. I don't know. I don't even know how you could evaluate somebody reading it, but I'm out of it now, so thankfully. Thank you, guys. All the maintenance that I did probably wore off by now, because you don't keep on them, they wear out.
Stuff you need constant repair. Somebody's got to be there. You're starting to get a little fringy on the system. You must have your antenna bent one way. Finally, at 13 and 21.
Yeah, that kind of is bent, and I was, I'm just out back, and I'm fixing to get ready to go in, so I think I'm going to sign off. It's a good talking to you. My name is Bruce. And your name again, please?
Take it easy. Name here is Travis. I'm just eastbound and down, so quite literally. Hopefully... get some stuff done. I don't know what I'm going to get done or something. So I'm out for monitoring. This is WSBY 842 at the Rubber Down.
WSBT 54, you have a good dump now, you hear?
What was that?
Station 983. Station 983 W. IUG 48, copy.
I-42, Flint Township.
Station 983, WIUG 48.
Miss Travis, just got done doing my deal. I am post party store. Now I'm headed back to the barn to put the truck away.
PD448 standing by.
BQZJ969, monitoring.
WSTJ510. Counting.
WIUG 488,
this is WRWG 783, copy. WIUG 488, go
ahead. How you doing, Zach? Oh, I'm doing fine. How about you?
I'm doing good, just muggy, you know, ready to, how should I say, I mean, you gotta either take a shower or this mugginess has been really, really irritating today. So, yeah, other than that, I mean, it was a beautiful hot day. I love days like this, but, it actually picked up some wind up here. I don't know what it's like on your end.
Oh, it's wind blowing hard, but it's hard wind. That's what it is. Anyhow, it's getting a little bit dark. I don't know, it's 9 o'clock and it's getting a little bit dark, which is, maybe that's too early, 9 o'clock. Maybe about 9:30 or 10 o'clock.
Yeah, what else is happening?
Oh, not much. Except, cut the grass today, but it has not done yet. I got to do the same thing tomorrow morning.
Yeah, I understand. I mean, maybe try to, you know, cut it towards a little bit towards the evening or maybe early morning or something like that, because you don't want it to be too hot and you're out there, you know. Make sure you drink a lot of water. Stay hydrated.
Today I had the rider on, and I got on the rider and cut the grass back in the front a little bit, street and all that stuff. And I got tired. I said, forget it. That's it for today.
Yeah, there's always work to do around, you know, around the garden, around the grass, around everywhere. Just every which way you turn around, there's always something to do. But, just take it easy, you know. I picked up some more tomatoes. I had like 5-6 tomatoes today. So I picked those, and I can see my watermelons are getting bigger. So that's exciting.
And tomatoes is always good to make some tomato soup or a fresh tomato. Much better. Okay, or with eggplant when you cook with rice. But you're sounding good anyhow. How am I sounding out that way?
Oh, you're sounding good, Jack. You're sounding really good.
Are you on that 10-watt radio or are you on 5-watt?
I'm on the GM30.
That's more like it. That's a good radio anyhow. That GM30. It gets out. It really do gets out.
Well, the thing is, Jack, I'm on the second floor, so, you know, I'm on a high level, so that helps out. Plus, I'm facing east, sitting down, studying, you know. That's probably why I'm sounding good. Plus, this radio, like you said, it is a really good radio.
Yeah. Was that Nagoya 771B? That antenna out there is a good antenna too.
Yeah, haven't had no problems with it. Really, really nice antenna.
Well, the radio's been a little bit busy, and that's about it. This morning was a little bit busy, but not now. I don't know, maybe everybody, you know, watching TV probably. But that's okay. No problem.
Yeah, I really haven't heard, you know, I just turned on the radio actually about a few hours ago. The thing was, I mean, the lightning and the thunder last night really woke me up at 4:30. And then I couldn't go back to sleep, but I heard the radio on and I forgot to turn it off downstairs. And I thought, who's on the radio? It's probably some of the truckers, you know. Hopefully everything will go with them. Over.
Well, last night it was thundering. It was bad thundering, really. It woke me up too, you know. It started at about, took about an hour and a half to come down. And the thunderstorm came twice. You know, the lightning came twice here. So, I'm glad it didn't hit nothing. I don't know. It's 4 o'clock in the morning, you don't know what happened, so I just went back to sleep after 2 hours, because it was getting daylight, that's why. Roger?
Yeah, it was quite scary, I'll tell you that. I couldn't go to sleep either. A lot of people woke up to this, you know? Talking to some of my friends, they all said that they woke up and they were kind of frightened to see what the heck is going on, and they couldn't go back to sleep, so. Anyhow, just wanted to call and see how you're doing, you know. Just wanted to touch base with you, so. I'm going to back out of here and kind of get ready for bed. I will talk to you hopefully tomorrow, and stay in touch. WRWT783.
That could happen same night. Tonight too, same thing, the thunderstorm coming tonight. It looked like it because it's, you know, some spots is dark out there and some of them very light. So I don't know. Anyhow, well, good talking to you. You take care. And you have a good evening. WIUG 88 clear.
WRVU 954.
Is the captain wake up in the middle of the night? And he stays up middle of the night watching the ISS. We're here to find out what time those guys are out there. What happened, Captain Don?
Oh, not much, Jack. I actually been sleeping at night the last week or so. Been getting up around 8 or 10. I actually took the side-by-side for a 46-mile ride a few days ago, and knock on vinyl, or plastic, or whatever this is, everything seemed okay. So, We'll see. Got the thing up to 60 miles an hour at one point.
Well, glad to hear that one, Captain Don. I really do. An hour, that is a good thing going on for all that long. And how do you stay up all night with that, all that thunderstorm last night? Was bad thunderstorm last night. It hit it twice here, but I don't know where.
You know, I actually slept through it. I woke up about 7:30, 8 o'clock, I think, and it was still raining, and everything was flooded. I was actually going to head down and visit my mom earlier today, but I seen on Facebook how many places around me were really, really flooded, so I waited till now to head down. Figured it would give it a few hours to subside, and I didn't hit any flooded roads, at least. Lots of flooded yards and stuff, though, but yeah, I actually slept through it. Can you believe that?
Well, the only way you gotta get on the side by side and go those floods.
Yeah, I could have rolled all around in that. I got a roof, I got a front and rear windshield, I got side windows. The funny thing about it, man, is we were driving around with the side windows up and the vents open on the front windshield and the one vent on the back windshield open, and it didn't really get that hot. And I'm like, well, I can't see out of these stupid plastic windows that good. And I rolled mine down and was going to look for deer and stuff. And the way the air was coming through with the side windows open, man, it started to get to be like 110 degrees, man. I had to roll the window back up in order to cool it off. It was crazy.
Last night it was very windy. I was up at when that thunderstorm hit in those streets. Hold it down and come up. Roger.
Yeah, they were calling for a lot of wind and a lot of lightning, and that was the same storm that went through like the Chicago area, and I seen a map today. It wasn't just Chicago area, but it was in that whole vicinity. Wow, I can't talk today. There were like 30 different, either 30 or 50 different spots that the National Weather Service had to go see if there were tornadoes or not. It was crazy.
I think that was the hurricane came down here. The hurricane in Mexico. And this is WIUG, waiting.
I'm pretty sure that hurricane was the rain a couple days before that, so I don't know what this was. This was probably a monsoon that came from Alaska or something.
From Alaska or Hawaii, somewhere in there, came down here. Maybe from Russia.
Yeah, I don't know. It's crazy, though. I guess my area, Columbus Township, they said that they got 5 minutes in or 5 inches in an hour from like 3 or 4 in the morning till 5. So, yeah, it was crazy. I couldn't believe it. It must have got quite a bit of rain down here, too, because as I got closer to the Romeo area, I see more puddles and flooded yards and stuff.
I went to the end of Rochester, and usually the stream goes on, and that thing was so high, you know, under the street. People used to go fishing over here, but not this today. I was out there, and that water was swinging fast from one end to another.
Yeah, somewhere in Rochester, in one of those bike paths, it washed it out, and they got it closed down. I didn't catch exactly where it was at, though. This is I forgot my call. WRVU 954.
You maybe figured it out. You're on the side by side. That's why you forgot the cosine.
Oh, yeah. All right. I'm at my first destination. I'm going to take a little break here. I'll probably pop back on in about 5 or 10 minutes. So if I don't talk to you again, it was good talking to you. And if I do, I will. WRVU 954.
Yeah, Captain Don, good to hear from you. And we'll talk more anyhow. And I catch you a little bit later. WIUG, what do you need? Whiskey Romeo 448, standing by. Station 847. WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear.
Whiskey Romeo Papa Bravo 448 standing by. Any other stations care to identify? Over.
Go ahead, that station 448, go ahead.
Yeah, this is 448. Hello, Jack. This is Kurt out in Groveland Township. New to the air. You helped me with my power level the other night. How are you today?
Very, very good, Kurt. How are you doing? You doing all right? How's the weather by you, by the way?
Well, talking with the other caller about the lightning, I was up through all of it last night. I had to get up, make sure my windows were closed and my antennas were unhooked. Over.
That was a good thing you said. Well, they woke me up, but the couple of lightning came down here. I don't know what I had. Didn't hear whatever I heard it had. You know, and I stayed up till about 6:30 in the morning. Got daylight. That was it.
Yeah, my days off, I like to stay up through the night, so I hit the pillow at about 6:30-ish myself as well. Over.
But yeah, because you're probably working.
Yeah, I work part-time at the local hardware store, so I get a couple days on and a few days off, kind of like a fireman's schedule, maybe. It's kind of nice. Over.
That's good to hear. You're working at the hardware store. You probably know all those things, post-it notes, you know, like this is a quarter inch or half inch, and that is hard to do sometimes.
Oh yeah, it's still hard, and I've been doing it for a couple of years now, so, but I am getting a little bit better at gauging sizes and being able to differentiate between metric and you know, English. Over.
Okay, because you're talking, you know, the Canadian side and, you know, China side. There's some screws come from China, I believe, you know, and other stuff. And some from the United States here.
Yeah, copy that. I also used to be an electrician, and in high school I had an electronics background, and as a teenager we all played with CB radios in the truck. So that's a little bit more about me. Over.
Yeah, Kurt, I know what you're saying. I, for 28 years I was installing satellite, CB satellite. I went in this network, and Hughes was the other one. He changed the board on those satellite boxes, and that's what I used to do for 28 years. And I got tired of looking at that those wires out there, those black wires. It was nothing but that at that time. Then they changed right now to orange and white.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to keep up with it when you're old school like yourself and myself. I kind of tend to walk away from newer technologies. Over.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I would stay away from that too. I wouldn't be around that one because it's too hard to learn it right now. The old school, you know, it was an old school, and that's what it is. And this is WIUG 48.
Yes, WRPB 448, enjoying the conversation. Over.
Now, what can you do, Kurt? You can't do nothing, you know. Making a living, that's all you can do today. Anyhow, good to you. I got to back up a little bit because I have some cranberry juice I want to pour in and have some, you know, and you take care and you have a good evening. I'll work out some other time. Don't worry about it. WIUG 48.
Romeo Papa Bravo 448. Jack, have a good night, and we will talk to you soon as well. Take care. Over.
Station 847, WIUG 48, copy. Scratchy, I don't know what's happening out that way, but you're on the repeater, and I heard you saying, go ahead, Jack. I heard Jack too. How you doing? I'm just so honored to see how you guys doing out that way. Okay, Dan, you take care and you have a good evening. Talk to you tomorrow. WIUG 38 clear.